All right, our next guest knows a little something about crunching numbers. 737 here on News Radio 1140 WRVA. His name is Keith Hall, former commissioner at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hey, Keith.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our unemployment rate edged up slightly in October here in Virginia from 5.7 to 5.8%. But if you throw in the 16-day partial government shutdown, kind of makes me wonder if maybe the unemployment numbers would have gone down.
Well, actually, that is quite possible. And in fact, one of the things that happened nationally, but also in Virginia, was the labor force declined quite a bit last month. And that actually is not a good sign. But when you have a decline in the labor force, it kind of makes the unemployment rate drop artificially because people are not looking, and the rate goes down despite not having a strong job growth.
You know, we spend so much time, as you know, Keith, talking about unemployment, and then there's something we like to call real unemployment. And to me, the real unemployment numbers are when you factor in, again, all those people who've given up looking for work but that would like to get work if they can. What do you think the real unemployment number is?
Well, the number I like to look at is the employment rate. So you just look at the working age population, you look at how many people have a job, and you aren't concerned about whether people are looking or not. You just want to know what share of the people who could be working are working. And that rate is pretty low. It's about 58.5% in the United States. And that's actually lower than it was at the end of the recession. So by that measure, we're not doing very well. And I think that's a much better thing to look at this point rather than the unemployment rate.
What should that number be? What would be healthy in your mind?
Over 60%. It was 63% before the recession started. So you're going from 63% down to around 58.5%. That's a gap of about 10.5 or 11 million people in terms of jobs.
You know, here in Virginia, as you know, we have a lot of government jobs. And I think I saw a figure something along the lines of 70% of Virginia jobs are in the private sector, 34% are government jobs. That's a pretty high number, isn't it?
That is a pretty high number, but also there are people in the private sector who have jobs because of government contracts. So actually, a number of those private sector jobs are, in fact, supported by government contracts. In Virginia, it's about 400,000 jobs.
So if we ever had a huge cutback at the federal government level, we'd probably see a pretty stiff unemployment number, wouldn't we?
Well, that's right. You would see a pretty stiff unemployment number, and in fact, you know, Virginia, throughout the recession, has had a lower unemployment rate than the rest of the country. That's been almost entirely because of these government contracts that have supported jobs through the recession. And if there's a big decline, of course, in government and government contracts, that will change for Virginia.
That's what I think makes this state so complex is that we are so dependent on not only the state but also the federal government, especially for jobs. Yet so many of us, you know, are so upset about how much money the federal government spends. It's kind of like you can't have your cake and eat it too in this case, can you?
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we'd all like to see government spend less, but what they spend, we of course would like to see them spend it in Virginia.
Of course. All right. Well, we've got a new unemployment figure that's going to be coming out here in about 50 minutes. For the month of November, what does your gut tell you about what we're likely to see for November?
Well, I'm not sure we'll see much change in the unemployment rate. The thing I'd really like to see is I'd like to see that participation rate go back up. In other words, hopefully we didn't really see a big drop in the number of people jobless who quit looking. We actually had pretty good job growth in terms of the number of jobs last month. I'd like to see that continue. We gained about 200,000 last month. I'd like to see something in that range. My notion is it might drop a little bit from that.
Okay. And at this point, you know, we've been treading around in the, you know, 7.3, 7.4 unemployment rate on a national level. It seems like forever now. When do we get back to a point where people feel good about hiring again?
That's a good question. This has been we had the Great Recession. This has been a dismal recovery. This has been quite a while now where we've not had what I would call recovery growth. You know, economic growth just has not been strong enough for long enough to really get this job growth going. And right now there's some signs of it picking up a little bit, but something big needs to happen to really get that kind of strong job growth that we just haven't seen yet.
Well, we really need to remove some uncertainty, don't you think?
Well, that's the thing that I've pointed out for quite a while. I think economic policy uncertainty is at almost an unprecedented level, and I think there's pretty good evidence that is holding back a lot of hiring at this point.
All right. We'll hope for bigger and better things in the new year. Good to talk to you, Keith. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Former Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that is Keith Hall.